At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
I'm April Call, and I've caught up with Stephen Lytle. He's the leader of the Pride of West Virginia, the Mountaineer Marching Band. Stephen, I know that you've arrived on campus, new to the position. You've had a chance now to meet some of the students. What have you learned so far about them and about this program?
The students are very, very energetic bunch. They really consider each other family, and they're very sensitive and protective of the traditions and legacy that's been given to them. And they're anxious to make sure that they write their own chapter with this group as well.
I mentioned that you've gotten settled in a little bit, meeting the students. I'm curious, what attracted you to this position at West Virginia University? Why did you want to come here and be a part of this family that is the Pride of West Virginia?
Well, in the college band world, West Virginia Marching Band is certainly a known organization. It's been very famous for a long time. It was in 1997 winner of the Sudler Trophy, which is the nation's top award given to the college marching band. And it really has a rarefied following, even amongst the very top college marching bands in the country here. So it was a very attractive position.
Given the history the Pride has, how are you going to blend that tradition and put your own stamp on it, maybe put a new twist on it?
Well, there's certain things that shouldn't be changed. Our pregame show is legendary, and there are so many images and songs that will stay right where they are in the same look, in the same order. For fans who are looking for that, expect to see much of what they remember and love about the pregame show.
All right, I have to ask though, Can you give us any hint, any clue, any surprises that we can expect as this new season gets underway?
I love creating shows for halftime, and so I think we've chosen some winners. I know the students are very excited about our show choices, so I'm hoping the fans will enjoy both musically and visually what we're going to be doing this season on the field.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.